Thank you, Father Tom Herrera, for those concert happenings. Now, let us get back to music on WNEW-FM, and as is our custom, at this time each morning, we present a set of four records. We call it Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, and Something Blue. These sets are programmed by our listeners. And the set you are about to hear has been programmed by Ken Tulipano of Monroe Place in Porchester, New York. Something Old, New, Borrowed, and Blue. Ken Tulipano's choice right now for Something Old. Tune from the Temptations, My Girl. This is brand new from Billy Joel.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies, and she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me.
Here's one that Kenny Rankin borrowed from John Sebastian.
She's a lady, and I chanced to meet her in my scuffling days. She's a lady, hypnotized me there that day. I came to play in my usual way. I remember days when it felt like it was raining daisies.
Kenny Rankin borrowing that tune from John Sebastian, She's a Lady. Old Temptations with My Girl. New, Billy Joel, She's Always a Woman. Borrowed, Kenny Rankin, She's a Lady. And Something Blue.
Sitting in the
The John Mark Johnny Almond Band, and a tune called Lonely Girl, Something Blue, concluding our old, new, borrowed, and blue set is programmed by Ken Tulipano of Monroe Place in Porchester, New York. Those are the four records that Ken put together. My Girl, The Temptations, She's Always a Woman on the brand new Billy Joel album. Kenny Rankin borrowing She's a Lady from John Sebastian, and Something Blue, Lonely Girl from the Mark Almond Band. Thank you, Ken. We'll be sending an album to you. Just a little thank you. And anybody else desiring to try programming a four-record set, an old one, a new one, a borrowed one, and a blue one, do so. And mail it to me, Dave Herman, at WNEW-FM, 565 Fifth Avenue in New York City at 10017. And each day following the 9 o'clock news, we will select one of the sets that come in the mail and play it on the air. Okay, let us move on now. 25 minutes after 9. The Gap is now open in Rockaway Town Square, plus 26 other locations. 9:29 a.m. on WNEW-FM. Dave Herman with you in the mornings. And this is the third day of our week-long reflections at the close of our 10th year on the air with you in New York City. And when we started to get plans together to do this week, about a month or so ago, we were told, said, like, think back over all of the years that you have been on the radio at NEWFM and think of some of the things that were special for you that you'd like to reshare with your listeners. And that's basically what the week is all about. And that's what you have been hearing and will be hearing for the rest of the week. And suddenly, the other day, something came to mind that I had totally forgotten about because it happened so impromptu and so off the wall and so weird that I'd like to recapture and reshare that moment with you now. Maybe you were listening that morning, and I'll tell you what it was that happened. I am not sure exactly what date it was. I didn't write it down, and I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was sometime in 1974, in the early part of the year, I think. That doesn't really matter. But what happened was this. The 9 o'clock news came on, and I decided to go and get a coffee refill, and we have a little coffee set up in the newsroom, which is at the other end of a very long corridor here at WNEW-FM. As I went into the corridor and started to walk down it towards the newsroom where the coffee was, I noticed coming up the very end, the other end of the corridor, a very distinguished-looking, very, very well-dressed elderly gentleman. And I looked down, and I, first thing in my mind was, I know that man. And then about a second later, as we started walking towards each other, I noticed and realized that it was none other than George Burns, who had been a great favorite of mine for years. I mean, who doesn't love George Burns? So I said, oh, George Burns, good Lord. So I walked over, and I said, Mr. Burns, I mean, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. There was nobody, hardly anybody here yet. The office staff was not yet in. He was alone. I said, what are you doing here? What can I help you? And he said, is William B. Williams in yet? And I said, oh, no, it's far too early for Willie to be in. William B. Williams does a program on WNEW AM at 10 o'clock. I said, he won't be in for close to another hour. So he said, oh, well, I have an appointment to see him, and I wasn't sure what time. So I introduced myself. I said, well, I'm Dave Herman, and I'm on the air right now on WNEW-FM. The news is on, and I have to go back in a few minutes. I said, as long as you're waiting, would you like to come on the air with me, and we'll kind of talk a bit? And his face lit up, and he said, well, sure, let's go. So without any preparation, I mean, here was this man that I have admired since I'm a little kid, right? Burns and Allen, George Burns. We walked into the studio just about the time the news was ending. I threw on the two microphones, and this is what happened that morning. This is a distinct pleasure for me,
thank
George,
you,
to have you here. You know, here on the FM, WNEW-FM, most of the audience, or a great proportion of the audience, are like age, let's say about 18 to 30 or so. But Channel 5 in New York has been replaying over the last few months the old George Burns, Gracie Allen TV show.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole lot of people who have become aware of your work who weren't through it, you know, in its first time around.
Yeah. And it's an incredibly popular show with young people.
That's because Gracie, really, because the reason that the show stands up is that Gracie's delivery was a very, very honest delivery. By that I mean is Gracie really was not a comedian. You know, people thought that she was... She played the character. She played that girl. She played an off-center girl. But she was an actress. And you see, when you do things and you don't get hooky and you believe them, like all the wild jokes Gracie would do, you know, like to tell a joke, for instance, just to pick one joke. She says, I got up in the middle of the night. We all got up. My mother gave out this big scream and we ran into the bedroom. And there was my mother and all her feet turned black. And I says, well, what did you do? She says, we sent for a doctor. I says, what did the doctor do? She says, well, he took off his stockings and we all went back to sleep again. Now, you see, when you tell a joke like that, if you believe it, it can stand up over the years. But if you tell it as a joke, it won't stand up.
Right.
See, to Gracie, that wasn't funny. That, you know, that happens in everybody's home.
Did you write a lot of your own stuff, or was it always material?
No. I wrote a lot of it, but I had writers. I always believed in writers. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important. If you're going to say it's funny, you got to have fellas that have a good comedy mind. And I found that it was very tough to find writers that can write for women. Hmm. There are writers that can write for a lot of men, but they were very tough.
Where do you suppose Gracie might stand today on this whole subject of women's liberation? Did she have some thoughts
about
that?
She wouldn't bother with it.
She wouldn't?
No, we had a very happy life. We were married for 38 years We never, by marriage, we never argued about marriage. That was not our business. Our business was show business. Mm-hmm. So if we ever had a few words, it was about show business, never about our marriage. I was always a singer. I was never a great lover, so there was never a problem. I'd sing 5 or 6 songs to Gracie, and she'd go to sleep. I found it was easier to sing.
You know, the average age of a performer that we play on this radio station, I would just venture a guess, is around 22, maybe. 21, mm-hmm. 22 years old. And these are stars. I mean, superstars. Mm-hmm. Was there such a thing as an overnight sensation 30, 40 years ago? Never happened.
No. The kids today are great. They really are. They not only sing good, they write the words. They write the music. They make their own clothes. They cook their own food. They do the whole bit, you know? But with us, it wasn't. There were songwriters, you know, and Jolson would sing Rockabye Your Baby, that was written by writers. And in show business, you see, nowadays, if a kid doesn't make it fast, he goes into another business.
That's right.
But when I started in show business, I was a small-time vaudevillian until
How old
I was
are you
27.
You
How old am I?
When you started.
Oh, I started when I was 7 years old. I sang with the Pee Wee Quartet. But I wasn't a show, but I sang in yards and saloons.
How old were you when you first started to work professionally?
I did a skating act when I was 14.
And
I did a roller skating act.
And how many years do you suppose it was before you considered yourself successful?
Well, I wasn't. I always thought I was successful, see? Because I was lousy, but the theaters were worse than I was. See what I mean? So you just went on for years and years and years, and you didn't know it, but you developed as you went on for years. And you didn't have to look for another job, because you could always get... See, you could buy a lot for money in those days. If, let's say you got a job for $5 a day, which you did, you know, there were one-nighters that you'd play. Well, if you got 3 jobs like that, you'd make $15 that week. For $15, you know, you could go into the automat... And their top price was beef stew for 15 cents.
Nowadays, there are people who've been professional for a year and a half, and they can get $15,000 for a night.
Yeah, but dude, you didn't need that kind of money then. Now, for $15,000, you buy sliced tomatoes.
But do you think that people who become very successful very quickly, and I mean internationally known, very rapidly, lose something? Or don't have the edge over the person who had to work back.
They can't follow it up, they lose something. But if a guy's a sensation overnight, and then he's a sensation again the following week, he's a sensation. But if a guy just hits it once and can't do it again, he goes into, say, he starts cutting ladies' dresses. Goes into another business. You know, we had some fellas that wrote one great song. Nobody knows why. Remember the song, The Object of My Affection, or something like that? Go where you want to go, do what you want to do, I don't care. That was a smash. But this fella only wrote one song. He never could write another song. It was a big hit.
Now, on your album that you've just put out, you have several songs on there written by young rock composer performers. You have a Beatles song on there.
Look,
you have some Rolling Stones stuff on there.
I know how to tap my toe. If it's in my key, I can sing it.
But you like the music.
Of course. I think it's great music, and I think the words are good.
Revisiting an interview done several years ago with the remarkable, with the one and the only, George Burns, as we reflect over these 10 years with you.
When trumpets were mellow, and everyone only had one fellow, no need to remember when, 'cause everything old is new again. Dancing at your Long Island jazz age parties. Waiter, let me have some more Bacardis. Let's order now what they ordered then, 'cause everything old is new again. Get you up again.
Oop-bop, oop-bop. Oop-bop, oop-bop. Oop-bop,
from the Manhattan Transfer, Tuxedo Junction, Peter Allen before that. It's Time for Peter Allen. That's the title of Peter's live double record set just out. And everything old is new again. It is 9:45 in the morning, 9:45. The interview with George Burns, getting us in the mood for old stuff that's new again, like Tuxedo Junction by the Manhattan Transfer. Time is 11 minutes before 10. Some of the things that will be happening here on WNEW-FM today, the third day of our five-day reflections over the last 10 years. On Pete's show following mine, Pete's going to do a few things this morning. He will have the best music of 10 summers with a bit of Fantasy Park revisited. And you will also be able to hear on Pete's show today a rebroadcast of the Roger McGuinn live concert from The Bottom Line, one of our best. Later in the afternoon, during Scott Muni's program, Scott will explore some of the real beginnings of WNEW-FM, some of the earliest of sounds. And one of the earliest of sounds on WNEW-FM was the sound of Jonathan Schwartz.
Right, Dave. Jonathan will be here this afternoon, roughly about 4 o'clock. And I think, you know, to talk about some of the things, the past that Jonathan did here before he went away to the desert to write his book. And maybe we can find out what happened in the desert, too.
Would you promise me one thing, though? Would you promise me that you won't ask him to sing?
I promise you that. He may have a surprise for us, but one of the things I'm going to try to get from Jonathan is one of the things that all the listeners always used to call about. What is the name of Jonathan's theme? And, of course, that was the top military secret for all the time he was here. And possibly we can now know, you know, so that you won't have to have that dangling anymore, that burning question. We're going to find out.
Okay. And you're also going to do some Stevie Wonder specials.
Yes.
Terrific.
Stevie Wonder was here. Great interview, and he's a beautiful person. And some of those thoughts that, you know, came from Stevie. We want to redo that this afternoon.
It sounds like quite an afternoon with you, Scott.
We're going to have fun.
After Scott gets through and Dennis Elsis comes on, a most historic day in the station's history, the day that John Lennon visited WNEW-FM. That visit will be revisited on the Dennis Elsis program tonight. So lots of nice things to listen to as we go through this Wednesday together, November 2nd, 9 minutes before 10 o'clock right now.
When the sun goes to bed, that's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. Oh, Tita, oh, so la-di-da. Can your part ever get much sadder? That's your lot in life, Lelania. I can't blame ya, no, 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 Lelania. Oh, Lelania.
Couple of very sweet pieces of music from our past, from Donovan and from the Mamas and the Papas. La Leña, one of the most beautiful recordings from Donovan over the years. Dancing Bear from the Mamas and the Papas at 2 minutes to 10. Act Two is New York's most popular haircutters, and they present for the first time anywhere the Go Anywhere Pair. Introducing two new inexpensive fragrances for all occasions. The opening act is applause. Applause is for the men in the audience, bold and full-bodied, but never heavy. When wearing it, you'll feel crisp and clean and naturally refreshed. And for today's modern and active women, Act Two starts off their exciting second act with Intermission. Intermission is a fragrance that's romantic, sophisticated, and at the same time sensual. It makes you feel lighthearted, yet never overpowering.
Both fragrances, applause and intermission, can be worn anywhere at any time for the admission price of only $10 each. So pick up these two new fragrances at any one of Act II's six Manhattan locations, Alexander's department stores, or other fine stores. At Act II, you'll also get great cuts, perms, coloring, frosting, henna, makeup, facials, and skincare. Get your whole act together, from your head down to your toes, at Act II. That's it for us this morning. I'll see you again tomorrow between 6 and 10 o'clock. The 10 o'clock news follows, and then Pete Fornatel with more of our week-long reflections of the past 10 years. So stay tuned to 102.7. This is Dave Herman, and this is WNEW-FM in New York. Have a very nice day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, and now I think it's time for us all to go. So from all of us to all of you, not forgetting the boys in the band and our producer, Reg Thorpe, we'd like to say, God bless. So if you're out tonight, don't forget, if you're on your bike, wear white.
Evening, all.